Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Tuesday at 9 o'clock, which means Start, Bench, Cut, which means it is brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get the note, Jay's Southland Tow. You had mentioned how Dick Vitale is... By the way, very pleased last night that he got to see Darren Peterson play for 30 minutes. He went to Twitter about it again.
Good. Hey, at least he went back and said, you know, hey, good job out of them or however, you know, that's one thing. At least Dick Vitale is not hiding behind his takes like some people do.
But you have said that he's the most important voice to college basketball's history.
Yeah, I do. I believe Dick Vitale is the most.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Most important voice in college basketball history, if not the most important person in college basketball history.
So I ask you, Start, Bench, Cut, the three voices that I think are college basketball. This goes back to Mac and I having a conversation the other day about it. Seth Greenberg, Jay Billis, Jay Williams.
Well, Jay Billis is number one. It's not even close for me. I'm starting him.
He kind of took that and ran with it, or I guess walked the court with it.
But he's been great for 20 years. I remember when I was a producer in like 01, 02, we would always have Jay Billis on. He's always just been so good at college basketball. That was the other thing. Like back in those days, you used to call his law office and get him on. It's like we used to have Lee Corso on back in the day. You used to call the pencil company, the Ticonderoga Pencil Company, and they used to patch you through to Lee Corso because he was a pencil salesman.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy how stuff used to be.
Number one or number two?
So Jay Billis one, two. Jay Williams, I don't know enough about yet, but I like what I see, so I'll bench him. And Seth Greenberg, to me, back when he was the coach of Virginia Tech, he was the guy every year that bitched about being left out of the tournament. Like we got to expand. I just win a couple more games, bro. So I'll cut Seth Greenberg.
It's like me saying, I wish that my tips weren't taxed and then I no longer serve. And my sister and family are like, dude, guess what? The
tips aren't taxed.
I'm like, damn it. Missed it by 2 years, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, I'll go same order, I think. Actually, no, I'll go Jay Bayless, Seth Greenberg, then Jay Williams.
Okay. Tell me why about Jay Williams.
Hey, he's fine. He's fine. I just like Seth Greenberg more. Okay. Just like his style. Yeah. They're all good. Don't
Seth
dislike
Greenberg's
any
more
of them.
Like direct.
Yeah.
And we'll play a clip of him coming up on the other side of Star Pinch Cut.
I want Jay on a podcast. That's what I want Jay Williams on.
Okay, yeah, I like that take a lot. Yeah. Yes, he's very thoughtful,
very,
long
yes,
form.
Long
but so
form.
Is Billis in a podcast form, too.
It's true.
Greenberg's more of your TV, you know.
Here's the take kind of thing.
Start Pinch Cut, better advantage home venue. Ooh. Allen Fieldhouse, Arrowhead Stadium, or the Horseshoe?
Better home field advantage, you're saying? Well, Allen is number one. I'm going to start that. What's Ohio State's record at the Horseshoe?
Couldn't tell you.
You know, like what percentage of games do they win
I just
win
know
there?
That I always hear you don't want to play Ohio State in Ohio State.
So I'll probably go the Horseshoe second, and then I'll cut Arrowhead. We used to talk about this all the time, how many opposing players loved playing at Arrowhead. It wasn't like they were scared by Arrowhead. They embraced it, and they loved playing
Yeah, they love
Arrowhead.
It until the game starts.
No, they loved it during the game. Philip Rivers loved it during the game. He talked about it all the time. It's a great place to play. Love playing there.
Well, since 2010, they've won over 93% of their home games. All time, 467, 111, and 19. Not bad.
Which is?
I don't have
percentage
the percentage.
Wise.
I don't have the percentage.
Since
2010, they've won over 93.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's number two on the list, yeah.
Well, yeah,
maybe number one on the list. I mean,
I'll go the opposite here and say Arrowhead number one because it's the NFL, and it's so much harder to get that sort of fan base. And Arrowhead's actually succeeded at doing it. It's the college fan base in an NFL and a pro league. We don't have it in the NBA. We don't have it in the NFL. NHL struggles to do this. It's got really good fans, but it struggles to do this. So I'll actually go Arrowhead number one, Allen Fieldhouse two, and the Horseshoe number three. All college stadiums are awesome.
Yeah.
We can name a million kick-ass college football stadiums.
But 93% winning percentage.
Yeah, but Ohio
15 years.
Ohio State's been the best teams.
Yeah. You can't hold that against them because they've dominated.
I'm not holding against them, but I'm just saying we're talking about home field advantage. You've got KU losing to Cincinnati. That was at home, but you've got KU struggling on the road and then going back at home, and it's different.
It
right?
is different. Yeah. It's a lot different. And what has Bill Self lost? 10 games at Allen Fieldhouse in 23 years?
Nuts,
I mean,
dude.
So which winning percentage is higher, Bill's at Allen Fieldhouse or Ohio State's at the Horseshoe? Because that's the one I'll give it to. I'll just judge it all by winning percentage.
Random souvenir you can get at a sporting event. Would you like the hockey puck that flies into the crowd, the golf ball that you see the golfer kind of chuck to the crowd after he's gotten a birdie, there might be a little scuff on it, or the football that gets chucked in the air by a player that scores a touchdown?
Okay, I'm going to start the hockey puck because that would be cool to catch a puck in the crowd. Now that I got the nets up, so it's a lot harder now.
Right.
A golf ball from a PGA guy I will bench, and I will cut the football chucked in the air because there's always some guy wearing an event staff jacket that's trying to take that football back and bring it back down to the field. And I feel like if you get that football, you got to run out the stadium to keep it, and it's too much of a hassle to catch because they want to return it to the field to play. Hockey and golf, they let you keep that stuff. Football, though, man, you got some event staff down there that you know, some guy's got power for 3 hours. Since I was a kid, I hated those event staff people. And they always try to be these big, tough dudes down there and tell you how to do something. Like, okay.
That's why it's so freaking cool that my brother has a playoff football. He's got from Tua's random throwaway against Miami in the coldest NFL game, playoff game ever. He caught that. Kevin Harlan, oh, the big man's caught the football. My brother's not big. He was wearing 17 jackets, so he just looked bigger.
What did he do with it?
kept it. He's got it hanging up. He's got it.
Yeah.
He wants to get
probably
it signed.
Probably on that game, nobody was coming down to try to take that ball back.
No, exactly. He wants to get it signed by Tua, and I can't remember if it was...
Trying to decrease the value?
I think it was Mike Hughes who picked it off. So he wants both those guys to sign it. I don't know if Tua would be down with that. But I'll bench that. I'll start the hockey, and I'll cut the golf ball, even though that'd be badass, too.
Yeah, just like Rory walks by and just chucks up.
I mean, I'd rather have a golf ball from Rory than maybe a football from anybody in the NFL, right?
Well, just true, to have the Duke on display on like your mantle in the living room, like, what the hell? You got an NFL football. You know many people that do? Yeah, actually, I don't.
Exactly, no, not many. Because saying, it goes into the crowd. Those people are taking that ball back. It's like you're running out of the stadium. It's pretty good that he got it.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Do is that dude that had the badassest mullet of all time that caught the field goal and then jumped in the thing and then ran out of the stadium.
But back in those days, nobody cared.
I shouldn't care. Keep it.
Who you having beers with? Start, bench, cut. Ooh. Hockey guy, NFL guy, Jay Binkley.
I'm going to start the hockey guy. I'm going to bench Jay Binkley, and I'll cut the NFL guy.
Why?
Why? Because I like Binkley. I know I'm going to have a good time.
And you're basically a 2-for-1 NFL guy, Binkley.
Yes, exactly. And NHL guys are just different level. They're still on South Beach this morning.
Did you see that goal that guy made for the U.S. team? He lost his tooth.
I'll start Bink, because how could you not? And then hockey, then NFL.
How could you not? Because we've already drank with Bink.
It's fun.
His birthday's next week.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
there we go.
I once passed out drunk in Binkley's recliner and then set the alarm off in his house. You should have seen how quickly he shot up out of that couch. Yeah, we watched Mayweather and McGregor on live stream back in the day.
Oh, nice.
With all the 6'10 dudes there.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was like, hey, you cool if I just stick around? He's like, yeah, man. I passed out with a beer in my hand in the recliner. He passed out on the couch next to me. I got up, thought I was in the bathroom, hit the garage door opener, started the alarm in the entire house.
The hell are you doing, Dustin? Hey, first time drinking?
He did say that, didn't he? Because that is such a Binkley line. First time drinking.
Let me ask you this. Season tickets to your sporting team, your favorite bar to have season tickets to, so you get early deals, nice. Early access, you have your own seat. Or your favorite restaurant with the same sort of narrative. Early deals, restaurant deals, and you get your own seat and table.
I think I'm going to take the sports. I'm going to stick to sports. I'll start sports, then I'll do restaurant, then I'll do bar.
Like, you got this seat at Maloney's.
Yeah, I like that.
This seat at Jasper's, or this seat at Arrowhead.
Yeah, that's really good. I'll go bar, sports, then restaurant, but that's tough. Those are all great.
And you know Maloney guard that seat. Oh,
of course he would,
Excuse
baby.
Me, is your name Mac Morey? It's not. I know him.
Get bent.
We go to ice cream. Saw these at the store yesterday. Decided to keep walking through the aisle. I think you'd be proud of me,
You're
Bob.
You're stronger than I.
I was very, very weak at the time, though. Snickers ice cream bar, Twix ice cream bar, and now they have a 100 grand ice cream
That's
bar.
That's right. Start them all.
Yeah, dude. 100 grand ice cream.
100 grand ice cream bar now?
It's the best
dude,
thing
it's
ever.
In a red box. Looks just like the wrapper. I was like,
It's the best thing ever.
Tell me what it is.
It's 100 grand, and it's ice cream. And you keep it in the freezer, and you pop that thing out, and ooh,
but like,
baby,
is
it gets nasty.
Is the nougat vanilla ice cream, basically, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's caramel chocolate and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bob, it's so good.
Is it? Okay.
Bob, it's so good. Start that. Bench Snickers. Haven't had Twix yet. Sure, it's fire.
No doubt. Two more to go, quickly. You can go to one event, start bench cut, Stanley Cup Game 7, World Series Game 7, or a Final Four.
Never been to a Stanley Cup Game 7, so I'm starting that. World Series Game 7, I'll bench, and then Final Four, I'll cut. Because the Final Four Saturday is awesome. The national championship game, everybody's gone. It's empty. It's easy ticket.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
It's an easy ticket to the Final Four, the national championship game. Because they're in these domes. Everybody's just throwing. You can get tickets for $10.
Since you didn't specify and didn't say it was Royals, I'm going to start the Stanley Cup. If it was Royals, I'd start them. But just Stanley Cup Game 7, that would be intense. Then World Series and then Final Four.
You watched last year's World Series Game 7? Toronto?
Pretty incredible.
Pretty
One
sick.
Of the best World Series ever.
Free agent wide receivers. Start bench cut. A.J. Brown, Mike Evans, Alec Pierce.
No, A.J.'s not a free agent, right?
Well, receiver that
receivers
come to
that
team.
Could end up in
the
Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. Mike Evans start, A.J. Brown bench, Alec Pierce cut.
Yep. Agreed.
Right. I really like A.J. Brown. I know people have a perception of him, but again, that's perception of A.J. Brown.
It's been our theme of the week so far.
Yeah.
Perception versus reality.
which is exactly what we discuss next, involving Darren Peterson, who played 30 minutes last night. That's Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, Cameron Boozer at 6 o'clock tonight. And then we're going to claim him tonight. But my Mizzou Tigers taking on Max Tennessee Volunteers in Columbia tonight with Chick-fil-A breakfast on the line.
Here we go. Go Balls, baby.
Payday Friday, so we can at least afford an $8 breakfast.
Exactly. I'll feel okay about that.
Times are hard for us new guys in radio. We got to be budget busters.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Well, you got to show your boss you really enjoy and earn it. That's what they say. But no, that is tonight college basketball slate, at least for me. Cameron Boozer starts the night off as 17-point favorites against Notre Dame, 17.5, depending on where you look, or 18.5. And then Tennessee, Mizzou. Mizzou is 3.5-point dogs at home. The disrespect to Mizzou in that game is unreal. I don't think Seth Greenberg thinks it's disrespect or wrong about the Darren Peterson situation. In fact, I'll let him tell you everything he thinks about it.
Big national talking point. You cover the game as close as anyone. Is the criticism he's receiving fair or unfair at this point?
It's not unfair. It's reality. I mean, Darren Peterson's a terrific player, and I think he loves the game of basketball, and he's a special talent. But when you play against BYU and you dominate the game in the first half and you just walk up to beginning the second half and take yourself out without any kind of reason or rhyme in terms of exactly what happened, it's a problem. When you play against Oklahoma State, all right, have a great first half, have 23 points in 18 minutes and just take yourself out, then you know what? That's a problem. When you have the flu allegedly, all right, and all of a sudden 5 minutes before the game, your head coach realizes that is told that you're not playing, that's a reality. That's it's nothing more than that. They need him on the floor, and they need him to be an active participant in practice to prepare to get to reach their potential.
I believe Darren Peterson last night, what do you have, 16 or was it 14? 14 in 30 minutes.
Yep.
A few rebounds and an assist in that game, but came out, played, and, you know, whether you believe the media or not when it comes to the posts that people share, whether it's the player joining the team at the free throw line, out of context, or whether it's that you thought you saw Darren Peterson point to Bill Self last night and say, hey, I'm ready. And Bill's like, no, get your ass down there and play defense. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. I can't make up your mind. It's how you want to take it. But I don't think that he was telling him to get him out of the game. I think Bill was like, hey, quit backpedaling. Get down there.
At this point of the season, guys, where we are, at like a week before, less than a week now before March, Sunday is March 1st when basketball season starts to begin.
Tatum comes back.
Is anybody going to change their mind on this guy right now? Like, no matter what we say, no matter what the Nationals say, no matter what Bill Self says, no matter what Darren Peterson says, is anybody changing their mind and their perception of what they believe Darren Peterson has been here at the University of Kansas? Because let's say he's played in all of his games. Last night's just a blip on the radar screen. Darren Peterson, nice night. He finished with, you know, but man, Trey White, he starred and that. Everything now with this Kansas basketball team is now coming back full circle to Darren Peterson. And I wonder, because they're even talking about it on, you know, Around the Horn or whatever the hell Frozen Pizza this show is. Remember that show Frozen Pizza that they used to have on ESPN2 back in the day? whatever it is. But they're talking about Darren Peterson. They're talking about it because he did that article for ESPN. Correct. And finally came out and spoke about it. But if Darren Peterson at this point in time, and I don't know if this is what he wants or even if this is what Bill Self wants, they want people to change their perception of Darren Peterson. They should have addressed this a long time ago. They should have been out in front of this a long time ago. When you as an organization handle PR differently than you should, bad things happen. I go back to the Royals and the way that they handled the stadium stuff, right? And how that's been an utter PR disaster. They've allowed the narrative to get out there before they were able to get in front of the narrative, and it took a negative turn, as we saw with the KC tenants and all that kind of stuff, and they allowed that negative voice to be out there, and by the time they said something, well, it was too late. Everybody already had their minds made up. And here we are right now with Darren Peterson. I think it's too little too late for people to change their minds on who they think he is, what they think of Darren Peterson as a person. If he ends up winning a national championship for Kansas, Kansas fans will love that he won the national championship, but they'll always be like, man, Darren Peterson just, you know, kind of changed the whole game of basketball, ruined the whole thing for everybody, or whatever take they're going to have. So I think all this stuff is good that he's speaking now. But man, that should have been done at least a month ago when you had a chance to change the minds and thinking of a lot of people out there, because I think a lot of folks now see what Darren Peterson is saying and seeing that he spoke. Maybe it's a lot of white noise. Like, yeah, I've already got my mind made up. I'm not going to change.
Well, if you haven't heard him speak, he did last night in postgame, and he said basically in 10 seconds all he had to say.
Somebody's had something to say probably after every game this year, so I don't really pay attention to it anymore. I don't know. I've kind of been a antisocial loner my whole life, kind of, so I kind of just deal with it on my own.
So, not giving any excuses as to why, like, you don't come out and attack this, but I am going to play devil's advocate on everything you just had mentioned. Maybe they didn't say anything at the time because they didn't have a clear-cut idea of what was going on. We've seen the heated pads on the sideline. We've seen the taking them out of the game. We've heard about the article where he says basketball is life, and the fact that, like he said, if I could have been out there every game this year, I would have. And this is where we get to the back and forth of, yeah, I don't believe it because now he's been called out. Well, maybe he didn't have all of his ducks in a row, and maybe he didn't have all the, you know, the facts and the evidence that he had out there, because I think now he's in a situation where the reality, I think Seth Greenberg brings up, is that the reality is that he's fighting an uphill battle that he may never get to the summit of. And that's never going to be his problem because of what he kind of just said there. He's like, people are going to say stuff about everything after every game. And I'm sure, I would assume, that Darren Peterson has probably been prepped as a high school senior that, boy, is your life about to change when you go to the University of Kansas. People will understand who you are. Mm-hmm. People will talk about you that you never thought you would. And this situation that he's gone through does not necessarily help that. But I don't think he can win-win unless they win the whole thing. But I think last night, because here's the thing, you're never going to change the minds of people that are stubborn as a mule.
That's right.
That will never even give you the light of day.
Right.
Like, there's people that, for whatever it's worth, will never forgive Kareem Hunt. Mm-hmm. That's just the way that person is. No matter what he does, no matter what he donates, there's people to this day that will never, ever change their opinion of what Michael Vick is as a human being.
Yep.
And those people are entitled to their opinion.
Absolutely.
But the people that are willing to kind of, you know, sit back and absorb the whole thing like a sponge are the people where last night helps. And I will give you the four reasons why it helped. Number one, Darren Peterson, at the end of the game, when all of his teammates were around for the interview, was off to the side, was doing the dog bark with him, and White was the guy, and he knew it. Number two, Darren Peterson played 30 minutes, and he wasn't even the leading point scorer on the floor, and he didn't seem to have an attitude problem. Number three,
played defense like a boss last night, too.
And he did. And there was criticism of that when they played Cincinnati, because everyone was like, well, he wasn't guarding the three-point players. Number three, for Darren Peterson, he spoke. He gave you at least something to chew on and digest, and you can take it with whatever you have free range of your own thoughts. I can't change that, however you are. And number four, what I will say is what he showed last night is that nothing really matters what people are saying. He told you right there that I know people are going to talk about me. I know people are going to say and have their opinions, but my opinion right now is that I think I'm the number one pick in the NBA draft. And if I could have been out there, I would have been out there. I'm not here saying that I believe 100% of what Darren Peterson's saying, but I'm out here defending the people that say he hasn't shown me anything of why I should change my mind. And I thought last night, in a season that is running out of time to give you opportunities to see this, I thought last night was something that did that very well for Darren Peterson.
I think it
all be debunked in the next game they play at Arizona, and he's like, I'm not good to go, coach. I'd be like, okay, man, like, right, this is where I can't defend you. Like, this is where I can't defend that. But again, I don't think we see that. I think that maybe we did see a kid who was injured in a way that he had never really felt before. He probably played the most basketball in his life leading up to his freshman year at Kansas with everything that goes on post-high school, senior year of high school basketball. And maybe you found a loophole and exploited it. I don't know. But however you feel about it, you're more than welcome to be entitled to your opinion. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to look at this from one side, maybe hear the other side of it as well.
Yeah, I think, though, that's the, kind of the way we are in life with everything, though, Dusty. Everybody gets their minds made up and nobody wants to listen. Even if they're facts presented, that could change the way you look at something. A lot of people don't do that anymore. We make up our minds and we stay wedded to our opinions. I used to be that way when I first got into this business. I was told by somebody, you got to be convicted and stick with it. And you start to realize as you get older that there are more answers out there. There are more questions out there. There's more gray area out there that can be kind of looked into and discussed. And it's okay to have a strong opinion. But as you get more information, kind of change your opinion up a little bit and look the other way and maybe find a way to see what the other side is offering. But I will say with a lot of this stuff that Darren Peterson, first of all, when you said there at the end, Dusty, like now if he sits out against Arizona, see, that's what everybody keeps coming back to because you don't know if he's going to be there. We want to think he's going to be there, but you use that caveat. And I think that's where most of us are. Great, it was great last night or great the night before, but man, if he doesn't play against Arizona, then yeah. What are we supposed to do? You know,
yeah, you said that,
people don't like the unknown in life.
I can't defend that, which I get where you're coming from, but I think that's part of the issue is like, you don't need to.
Yeah.
What if he's hurt? What if the whole perception, what if the whole story of this Darren Peters thing has been the exact opposite? And actually, we're the a-holes. Mm-hmm. He's playing through pain. He's playing through cramps.
Then that needs to be, like I said earlier,
I agree.
That needs to be offered up. Like, here's what happens in sports, okay? We're so focused, the coaches and the teams are, except for the Angels, on winning every single day, that they're always looking for ways to get a leg up. Like Bill Snyder back in the day never disclosed injuries because you didn't have to in college sports. And then because of Bill Snyder not disclosing the injuries and everything the way it is, they started having to disclose injuries. In hockey, if you get hurt, it's a lower body injury or an upper body injury. It's very vague what to do. But these teams and these organizations, I hate to use the term lie, but they don't tell all truths because they're trying to get a leg up. And if Bill Self were to come out there months ago and say, you know, Darren Peterson suffering from cramping, well, then that gives the other team an opportunity to say, oh, this guy's hurt. Well, we're not going to have to worry about him. So one cover-up begets another cover-up, begets another cover-up, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there, and if you've ever seen the episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where he lies to his parents, you're breaking your VCR because you've lied so much you've got to destroy something to continue this lie going forward. And I think that's what it got to. I think at the beginning with Darren Peterson, it was a simple, we're not going to say anything because it could lead to, you know, gamesmanship by other teams. And now all of a sudden we're 3 or 4 months into this thing and they're still trying to cover this up instead of just being honest and saying, man, he has suffered a lot of cramping this year and we just don't know, you know, what's going to happen. In the NBA, if this was happening, fans wouldn't care because this is the norm in the NBA. Again, perception.
Someone asks, is it worry that he's always been an antisocial loner?
No.
And with all this, no, because you could look at a lot of athletes and that's the way. Zach Greinke's that way.
Now look, man, I'm an introvert as it comes. When I leave here, I go home. I understand that lifestyle, and it is not fun. Because people think, oh, that guy's just not personable. That guy just doesn't have a life. That guy's got no friends. That guy's by himself all the time. Why doesn't he do this? Because being an introvert, which I gathered just by hearing Darren Peterson yesterday, very quiet guy, very introverted guy, that's his personality. You can't change that for somebody.
Yeah, does it worry you?
Does what worry me?
Does that worry you? I mean, it's not trying to change it, but I mean, you just said you've struggled with that. That's brought you issues. That's brought perception issues on you. Like, do you worry about that with Darren Peterson? I would say yes, and I worry about his mental health. And you, Bob, have gotten to know yourself over your 25-plus years of being in your 20s, going to your 30s. Now you're close to your 50s. Yeah. You've gotten to learn that about you. I don't know if he knows that.
And that's correct. He doesn't, because I didn't back then. I just thought
he's 18, 19.
I'll be honest with you. I thought I was shy and overweight. That's always what I thought. And then I realized, well, I'm not overweight anymore. I look pretty damn good.
And I still don't want
My joy in life is, you know, kind of recharging that battery and using my social abilities for things that truly make sense. I'm not going to waste my energies on just nonsensical conversation or talking or stuff like that. That doesn't mean I'm a jerk. That doesn't mean that's who I am.
Yeah.
And I gather Darren kind of like that as well. he's probably not the alpha dog, and trying to make somebody the alpha dog that isn't the alpha dog from a leadership standpoint, well, that's not necessarily what you want to do. Again, we go back to these personality tests that you see athletes take, and you're trying to put a guy like maybe Trent McDuffie in a job of leadership, and that's not his strong point. He's not a leader. He's a follower. And Darren's a dog on the court, man. He's a dog. We need more dogs. Some of this cat meow. He's a dog out there on the court. And that's like what I do. My ability to have that extrovert release is 4 hours on the radio. He goes out there, he balls, and he just doesn't want to deal with anything. And so everybody's personalities are different. I wish at his age I knew that I was this introvert. Because also, too, people put you on a pedestal, or not a pedestal, but they paint you as who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
No, that's just the reality of society. That we have to know everything that's going on. We're just a noisy nosy nation. Like, you have to know, I'll be honest with you, people behind me moved out, new people moved in.
And you're dying to know, right?
I monitor their days. I'm like, all right, red car's in the driveway, it's noon, so they definitely don't have an afternoon job. I need to know what's going on. But I don't care to know, like, what they do, if that makes sense. I just want to know their schedule.
And monitor.
I know almost every person's car in this parking lot. Now, it's easy because there's only 9 of them, but I basically know every person's car.
You count the ones that have been swallowed by the sinkholes?
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Because over there is our guy who produces 98.1 in the morning.
Right.
Plus Snow Cone. No, Slim Fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody. Those are the only 3 people. And then... what's his face? Champion of the bit. He parks his Subaru sideways.
Oh, he parks over there. But we usually gone before
he shows
up.
Those are the 4 that park over there. And then we all park. But I mean, that's just kind of like, I think, how people are. Because how many people were actually mad that Josh Simmons wasn't in Kansas City playing football, as opposed to how many people were mad that they didn't know the answer why he wasn't
here? You
nailed
it. You nailed it. It wasn't that he wasn't here. They were mad they didn't know the answer.
We had a guy at a wedding come up to us with an outlandish story. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter if you know or not. It's not your family. It's not anybody that's in your circle. And I think that's part of the frustration. Like, you're frustrated with Darren Peterson because you want the answer.
You want the answer, yeah.
He'll give it to you when he wants to.
Yeah, you should actually care, though, about a 19-year-old who's calling himself an antisocial loner. Picture yourself at 19. That's not a good way to describe yourself.
It's not.
That's not really good. I don't like that.
And it is a little concerning, sure, because he's being, you know, lauded as the number one pick, the greatest player this year in college
and
basketball.
Maybe that's all now sinking in.
And maybe there is that weight on his shoulders where he's not physically hurt, but mentally he doesn't know what to do. And I've been in those situations where physically you're okay. Like, we were down at the lake last summer. I could not get out of bed. I was physically fine, but I was having one of those kind of panic attacks, for lack of a better term. And I could not get out of bed. All my friends in the world are there. Come on, come on, come on. You're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't do it. I felt like if I did, I had to be, I didn't know what it was. I really didn't. And I just could not get out of bed. I had one of those last Monday on President's Day. Thank God we were off.
Oh, dang. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah. So I kind of have a feeling like if he's really going through this stuff, it's not fun.
Yeah, I just don't think it's as deep as like people make it out to be when it comes to like you finding out why he's not playing. Like, he'll play if he can. I understand you're frustrated, but it's not your business. And I think that's where it's at. And I think everybody's different. That's what makes reality so hard, because you see other people on the team like Melvin Council, who's just out there dancing, having fun.
But that's he's
barking,
an extrovert personality.
That's just Melvin Council. Or you see Flory being able to joke after games like, man, you shoot too much. You need to pass it more.
Mm-hmm. Why are you giving me a hug?
Yeah. Like,
that's because he's witty. Yeah. And that's his personality. I envy people's personalities. Not everybody's the same.
Oh, I do too. I see extroverted people walk into a room and like, I'm like, damn, I wish I could be that guy sometimes.
Yeah. Jeez. Some people are ridiculous.
Text line's going crazy.
Yeah, it's just some people don't. I just aren't sensitive. I don't know.
Well, they just
aren't genuine. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
And that's fine.
I'm being an open book here, man.
I know. I really appreciate it.
Like, this is some hard stuff to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when athletes are going through this kind of stuff, I do have a sympathetic side. And it's okay to be a loner, if that's the term you want to use. There's nothing wrong with that. That's who you are. It's how God made you.
Yeah, I hope that he can embrace that. I don't know. I know we're reading into this and it's one comment, but I just heard an 18, 19-year-old kid who has been through this for the last 3 or 4 years and been the number one and has figured out a way to cope that's kind of closing everyone off. And it's like, okay, I guess that's what I am. I guess that's who I am, which maybe some of that's true, but I think.
And then you start closing everybody off and you realize then you're by yourself and that's not good either.
So, yeah, and I really hope that he can get out of that, or if he's in that, or if prevent that from happening, if it's, you know, whatever it is. I said, oh, dang, that's sad.
Yeah.
I don't like
because
that
the pressure's probably been on him for years.
Oh, man, yeah, this isn't right now. This started when he was 14.
Imagine being a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid and dealing. We don't know what that is like. And that's why we see a lot of athletes reach a certain level, and then that's it. They get burnt out. They get stressed out. They just decide, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm tired of this being my identity.
Right. Not everybody can be this guy.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Awesome.
Always try to bring a smile at the end of something serious. Coming up, there's a snowstorm up in the Northeast. If you haven't seen, heard Boston, Massachusetts, or is it Austin? Boston or Austin? If you know, you know. 33 inches of snow. That's a lot. Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Your parents still in Florida?
They are.
You sent me a screenshot yesterday. I saw that her location said Florida, and I'm like, well, that's a great place to be since they're from the Northeast.
They got out like the day before.
Looks like Tony Montana's desk at the end of Scarface all over the Northeast region of the United States. Right? What did they say? Like 32 inches of snow in New York?
Yeah, depending on where you were. I think Central Park got like 19 inches. Providence, Rhode Island got like 39. Boston got 30-some inches of snow.
Like, imagine what the snow level looks like up on the monster right now.
I mean, yeah, it's 3 feet roughly. I mean, it's a lot of damn snow. But the most impressive thing about it is the roads are clear. There's blacktop there in those areas of the country. I mean, that's 36 inches of snow. They just moved it out and everybody's back driving. And, you know, I'm looking at some videos on X. I was watching, you know, some of the local news on the box the other night from these cities. And it's like they clear this stuff right away. If that thing dumped on us, we'd be stuck for days, I feel like, here in Kansas City. I mean, KC Moe would just quit.
Thought the stores looked bad when they announced 3 to 5 inches.
Yeah.
Imagine they're like, hey, guys. Because the most I've ever seen in my entire life, snow-wise, was when I was in Warrensburg in college. We got, I think, 21 inches of snow.
That's a lot of snow.
Oh, dude, it was insane.
Yeah.
And I was that guy. I called my parents, obviously a poor college student. I said, hey, man, going to need some money. It's going to get really bad down here. And they're like, well, what are they expecting? I was like, they said anywhere from 15 to 25 inches of snow. And I was like, that's a number that I've never heard before, and I don't believe them. But I would say even at the worst, if they're off, we're getting like 8 to 10. And so it was I believe a Wednesday night. And I told all the buddies, I was like, hey, man, if I were you guys, I'd go to the store, call your parents, get your essentials, you know, whatever.
What year was this?
Gosh, got to be
like...
Was
this the 2013 storm, the day Spectre started at the radio station?
I want to say it was like right around 2013.
Yeah, like it was the day where Elijah Johnson, bring the show full circle, went to Iowa State and had like 35 points. It was the Melvin Weatherwax game. So that was right around the same time. Because that's the last big snow I can remember because they made us stay in this flea bag across the street.
Because I do remember that email. If you need, or I don't remember that email, but I remember we got one. It was like, hey, if you need to stay close to the station, I've got rooms. I was like, I will not be at work. But I do remember that. And we went to the bar that night. And as we walked to the bar, the flakes were like potato chips. And we kept looking out the door. And I'm like, guys, we're fine. We're not going to have school tomorrow because college is different, right? They're like, well, if you have the ability to clear the parking lot, we'll have school.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had a day canceled at KU.
I mean, this was crazy. We had three. It was that Thursday, that Friday, and then that Monday.
They carried it over.
They sure did. And then everybody was kind of like, well, I can't get out of my apartment complex. I can't get my car out of the driveway. So they just gave Monday off as well. Nobody went anywhere. It was probably the toughest three-day bender I've ever been on from like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, four, and Saturday. But I remember we walked to the bar. It was potato chip snowflakes. We walked home. It was to our thighs.
That's insane.
And that was like 5 hours.
Yeah, the biggest one I ever was in was the first year I went home for college, and we had like 20-some inches of snow, and I remember my dad's like, you're going to get out there and shovel. Like, I don't live here anymore.
It might have been 2011, because somebody says I was in Warrensburg, too. The whole damn town was shut down.
God, okay.
It was crazy.
I don't remember that storm here. I remember that. I think it was 2013.
Well, then True Green Thumb says, thunder snow 2013, we got 15 inches here.
Okay, that's the one that I remember here.
Yeah, because that's when we were like, what is that sound? Is this the end of the world?
Yeah.
Is this where we start, praying?
Because
I don't know, but...
Would you like to be caught in something like we saw? Because I saw these people in Providence on skis going down the hill on streets, skiing and doing all that kind of stuff.
I have too much ADD and OCD where, like, I've got to be out. And after, like, four... Like you said, you're extremely introverted.
Yeah.
I'm your opposite.
Yeah,
you know that. Yeah, like, right. I'm extremely extroverted. I can walk into a room. I don't care if I know anybody. I don't care if I'm judged as annoying or arrogant. I'm going to be the same person everywhere I go. Obviously, you got to know your surroundings. I don't go into a funeral. I'm like, I'm here.
Right.
But
which would be funny. Do it for mine, please.
Yeah. Well, it's like Nick Swartzen said. He wants to be strapped up with like puppet strings.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the funeral, be lifted up out of the casket and see what everybody's reaction is.
Yeah.
I think that's not my thing because that's way too much snow. And, like, I hate when I can't go anywhere and they're like, hey, like, this past, what was it, a month ago? They're like, just stay home Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot of people are like, hell yeah, dude. Like, crock pots, sweatpants, pajama
Done.
Pants, movies, Nixon 6.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, man, I just have to go to the gas station. I don't need to, but I got to get out. Like, I'm just that guy. I shouldn't be. But I don't know. I don't know what to say you guys about that, but
I've skied to work before.
You have?
Yeah, really? Over in Cody, Wyoming. Absolutely.
Yeah? How fun was that?
It was great.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it at all. I loved it.
Yeah.
But that was what it was. I mean, people had snowmobiles and went to work, or you're going to work kind of thing. Yeah, plus it's Cody, so everything's 2 seconds away. But yeah, skied to work, it was great.
Did you cut the line there, too, or...
Did you, would you say that they've already got the streets?
Yeah, the streets are cleared. Yeah, it's crazy. Last night on the Providence News, they already had the blacktop showing. I'm like,
that's insane.
Yeah. I mean,
how?
Because they just start working and they've got, I saw one that was a garbage truck with a plow on the front of it.
Yeah, anything.
You know, just
anything and everything.
And everything and move. And they were saying last night, yesterday on the news, I was watching the New York news too. And they're like, yeah, tomorrow we'll be back to normal. Like,
back to normal.
Okay. Oh my God, they are. But I mean, that's just different up there, right? They understand how to clear the streets, and they also have the opportunity to take that snow and dump it into the ocean, dump it into rivers and stuff that we don't have that opportunity.
Or your driveway that you just shoveled.
Yeah, or dump it into your driveway. But I mean, it was a mess, and then all the streets are clear, and Jim Cantore, the Weather Channel's out there driving around, and I'm like, I can't believe those are the roads up there today. That looks spectacular. That looks like 5 days after 2 inches here.
Did you see that car that ended up, I can't remember if it was Philly or Chicago for the last winter storm a couple months ago, that a car was on the side of the street and got completely like immersed and caked in snow, which happens to a few cars, right? It's a city. This one, they could not move, and it was ended up like ice was a part of the car, completely totaled the vehicle. They just had to tow it. Like they literally could not move it. They couldn't open the doors. It was literally like inches and inches of snow and ice had become a part of this vehicle. You saw this?
Yeah, they were totaled.
completely totaled. Yep. Had to tow the vehicle. She's like, "What the hell, dude? I can't. I've tried to
move
my car."
And they're trying to like break it, the ice off, and it's literally like
it's breaking the cars or busting.
No, the cars are so frozen that the engine's just done.
So cold. You couldn't even remote start it.
No, they were towing them left and right, and they were just. It literally looked like a. Like a movie, it looked like when Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin freezes the entire town.
Wow! Straight up, are you kidding? That's awesome.
I was literally the guy
to see.
I thought I was literally like watching AI, and then you just see the lady out there. She's like, "What do we do?" And the guy's like, "Well, your car's frozen, totaled."
Well, they had some guy on that, some passerby, if you will, in Providence, and he was from New York, and they said, "Well, you're stuck here." He goes, "Yeah, I am," and he goes, "Thank God they towed my car." And they go, "What do you mean, thank God they towed my car?" He goes, "I would have tried to drive home in this. And so they saved my life." And he goes, "And they're not going to release the car from impound until the state gives the go-ahead that the bans of driving have been lifted." He goes, "So they're saving my life even more because I would have got in the car and drove home." So this guy was like celebrating.
That's funny.
Hey, but that's the way to do it, right? You take a bad situation. You can't change the bad situation. Yeah. Why dwell on it? Why get mad? Why get angry? Why borrow trouble? Just move on.
Move on. If you can't control
it. Yeah.
Some cool news here out of the music world. Long-running Southern California band Sublime. You're familiar?
Yeah.
They're putting together a record with Atlanta Records. And it's going to be their first new full-length album with their frontman Jacob Noel. If you remember, his father, Bradley Noel, was the lead singer, died of an overdose in a hotel room.
Yes.
They're going to put together an album together.
Nice.
So he's the lead singer, the founding rhythm section of the drummer, Bud Goff, and the bassist, Eric Wilson. So
are they
going
to do Santeria?
I don't know.
I've seen videos of him doing singing live, man. He sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. So good for him.
The band is also celebrating the You Want to Go to Red Rocks. The band is also celebrating the 30th anniversary of its smash 1996 self-titled album with two nights at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, April 17th through the 18th.
We'll be out of town.
Yeah. Well, not yet. We go to Colorado. Then that's west, east, north. We can't do that. Dang it. Either way. But yeah, Sublime, new album. That's going to be.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Something to check out.
Sick.
Never was the biggest Sublime fan, but always a respect value like none other. They were different. They were catchy. They were popular. Uh-huh. They were good. They were themselves.
Good patio band.
Yeah, very, very good patio very band. Good. Yeah. Like one of those bands that you're drinking to and you think that they're really good. Then you're sober in the car on a Tuesday.
And you're like, this
and
is all right.
Little known fact about your guy. I can sing the first two verses in English and Spanish to Caress Me Down, if you've never heard that song.
Wow. Why is this skill acquired?
Lots of hours listening to that song, trying to figure out the... Because I worked at Red Robin, and the entire kitchen staff was Spanish. And I learned that song, and then I would go sing that song, and they'd be like, man, what are you singing over there? I'm like, Caress Me Down by Sublime. They're like, do you know what you're saying?
Nope.
No. Lots of sexual stuff. Yeah. Maybe don't sing that loud.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was great. Yeah, so that's kind of cool, little nugget on the day. Hey, tomorrow, Jay Binkley on the show. We get to talk to him all things draft because his man, the vampire, Mel Kiper, he's got Jordan Love to the Chiefs, and he's comping Mendoza as Matt Ryan and Peyton Manning-ish. That's what vampires do. They lie, drink blood, and make mock drafts. Binkley tomorrow at 6:45. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. Change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Stay grounded today. It's quite windy. Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.